Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, good evening. Welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America. Cross country and around the globe here on Sports Byline Broadcast, a Monday into a Tuesday, and you gotta love October baseball, bonus October baseball, and on the last day of September, and what an absolute thrilling opener of this Braves-Mets doubleheader with obviously playoff ramifications abound. The Mets clinch with an 8-7 win, down 3-0. They look hopelessly out of it. Got outstanding pitching, both Atlanta starting pitching, Atlanta and the Mets, but a couple of dingers. Atlanta looked like they were in the driver's seat. Mets go crazy in the eighth. They put up six. They lead at 6-3. The Braves come back with four to make it 7-6. And then Francisco Lindor, after a base hit, he hits an absolute towering home run to right field, 8-7 the final. Diaz with yet another hair on fire save. The Mets bullpen has just been very, very shaky. And today, I honestly thought, you know what? And Olson comes up to lead off the bottom of the ninth for the Braves in the opener. And what does he do? He goes first ball swinging and pops up to short. And then a base hit, and then a runner to second, and then never stole third, never could have walked to third base when there were two outs. But Diaz got a couple of big, big plays, got a strikeout, and then got the ground ball 6-3, ground ball to short to end the game, and the Mets clinched the playoff berth. Interesting, in the second game, no Chris Sale. We'll get into the particulars there, but we're going to get into football here. He called it. Bears, nice win over the Rams. Sunday night game was a shocker. Let me tell you something. Derrick Henry, a huge acquisition. No ifs, ands, or buts about that. So we will get into that, and we'll look back at all the pro and college football from the weekend. There was a ton of it, obviously, and so we will definitely get into that. We're coming back here. Dominic Jimenez along the way as well. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming right back on Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
A lot of roadblocks, I got a new route, and I'm about buckets, yeah, shootouts. Swish. If you weren't with me in the gym, ain't no need to double back, don't even trip.
Get with the program, walking playing like a slow jam. This ain't regular. No. I ain't nothing that you settle for. No. Nice try, wrong guy. Maybe next time.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Talking the world of sports here. Great October baseball last this September. The Braves get beat in the opener 8-7. Mets clinch. Owner Steve Cohen's up on Twitter, X, whatever. He's all pumped up. I'm excited for the Mets. I really am. You give me Yankees, Mets right now, I'm happy. And I'm an East Coast guy originally, but that's not it. It just, we need some drama. Now, last year's World Series, I'll give you that. Texas and Arizona was pretty good. We'll get into that. Let's get Zayd Hussain. What a call he had on Friday and Saturday. He said, listen, make no mistake about it. Bears are going to win, and indeed they did. His blog is up at sportsovernight.net. Sports Overnight, or you want to put America in there, that's fine. Sportsovernightamerica.net. Just go to the Marty blog, and there it is. Zayd Hussain, welcome aboard, pal. Let's cover a lot of ground here on a Monday evening quarterback edition. How are you, Zayd?
Doing great, Marty. Yesterday was a great, great game out of the Chicago Bears. We cashed our best bet of the day. I hope everyone made some money. And, you know, a complete game from the Bears, especially defensively in the first half, holding the Rams to no touchdowns. And then Caleb Williams, you know, great offense in the second half. They ran the ball well. They threw the ball well. A complete game by the Bears for the first time in a long time.
Well, listen, and your eyes were my eyes because I was fixated with the early game. I had to pay attention to that Green Bay-Minnesota game, and we will get to that in a moment. So I really relied upon you. You called this. Kind of bring us up to speed here. I mean, give us the finer points here. I mean, Williams wasn't bad. Finally, they got the DeAndre Swift that everybody had hoped they'd get. Finally, I mean, he had really struggled the last three games, but he found his feet and had a big spot, big touchdown run. So kind of take us through the Bears. Great job there, and obviously we're going to get into Minnesota Green Bay.
Yeah, I think when you look at Swift in past games, he hasn't really had anywhere to run the ball. This was a great spot for the Bears just because of the fact that so many people were injured on the Rams. You know, you had a lot of defensive players out. They were able to get the ball going on the running side, and then it opened up the play action for Caleb Williams. I mean, once Swift got out there and was so elusive in getting first downs, the play action opened up. It led to, you know, spots for Keenan Allen to have a couple catches. Cole Kmet had a few great catches, and it opened up the entire offense for the Bears for a complete game.
No doubt about that. Excellent work out of the Bears getting that victory. You know, listen, as much as we don't want to admit it, we have to look at the fact that there's the season, there's the games, and then there's these little, you know, microcosms of, you know, paying attention to the not only rookie quarterbacks, but all the young quarterbacks. But right now, Daniels is stealing the thunder. I mean, the Commanders are probably the story right now in the NFL, other than the fact that the Vikings look unbeatable right now. But let's get with Daniels. What a performance. Huge numbers. Washington Commanders. This was a franchise that was a laughing stock just a year ago. Give me a quick hit on that.
Yeah, if you told me coming into the season that two of the best quarterbacks in the league right now would be Jaden Daniels and Sam Darnold, I would have laughed at you. I mean, these two guys are, I think, neck and neck for MVP right now. I mean, take away the names, look at their statistics. These are two guys that are winning, and they're doing so dominantly. I mean, a 42-14 victory on the road against the Arizona Cardinals. It doesn't get much better than that for Washington.
No doubt. Amazing situation. All right, Green Bay at home. I thought this was probably where Minnesota was going to get a little reality slap. They dug themselves too big a hole. I mean, they just did. And Vikings, Darnold came out, you know, put on a clinic, held on for dear life, got the victory. Do you expect the Vikings? What do you expect to see down the road? It's a long season, but, man, they passed the quarter pole and A++ across the board. Skol Vikings, let's hear.
Yeah, I mean, they got out to a 27 dominant lead, and then they kind of took their foot off the gas in the second half, only scoring 3 points. I mean, Green Bay came back to give them a little scare, but this is a Vikings team that's overachieved the first 4 weeks, I would say. And I don't see Sam Darnold being able to keep up this type of production. So, I mean, there has to be some type of fall off going forward. I mean, they have a couple tough games coming up with the Jets and the Lions. You know, if they could get past these two teams and go to 6-0, I would be shocked.
I was going to say you stole my thunder. How good is it, though? They're going to go over to London and play. We're going to get up Sunday morning, a little bit of, you know, a little brunch, little bagels and some football. Vikings hosting, but, you know, they're the home team, taking on the Jets and Rodgers. Now, you got to love that spot to start off your Sunday morning. Give me a quick hit on that game in London.
Yeah. I mean, Aaron Rodgers and the Jets just look out of sync completely, especially him and the head coach, Robert Saleh. I mean, these are guys that are just not seeing eye to eye at all right now. The Jets put up a measly 9 points, and this is a game that they should have won by double digits this week. So now you go and you play a Minnesota team that's rolling. It's hard to see the Jets being able to score and compete with Minnesota here, especially if they put up 25-plus points. I think Minnesota wins here, and they're favored by 2.5. I think it's rightfully so.
That's going to be an interesting spot. All right. Listen, the offseason, there's, you know, it was the draft, it was this, it was that. Can we really contextualize and emphasize what a great pickup for Baltimore in getting Derrick Henry? The Cowboys sat there and, you know, said we couldn't afford him. They couldn't afford not to be able to afford him. I mean, that's how I look at him. What a run last night. What a performance. Buffalo comes in here. Everyone's saying, hey, listen, Baltimore, you know, is going to meet a real team here. Let me tell you something. Great performance, and say what you want. They run the ball. They play defense. Their special teams are excellent. What a job. Derrick Henry, Baltimore Ravens, blowing out the Buffalo Bills on Sunday night. Let me hear.
Yeah, I think when you look at what's giving these defenses problems, it's the misdirection in the offense. You got guys like Zay Flowers running behind line of scrimmage back and forth. You know, the linebackers do not know how to react. Is Lamar going to keep it? Is he going to hand it off? Is he going to throw a check down, a screen pass? There's so many different fakes that the offensive coordinator puts inside this offense that's causing so many people problems. And then you got Derrick Henry just running down people's throats. It's great to see. I mean, this is a dominant performance by Baltimore, and I think they're going to give a lot of teams problems, especially that fact that they fixed up the offensive line early in the season. So I think this is going to be a really tough team to beat.
All right, they're going to start 45 minutes apart. We'll break them down throughout the night. The Riches, Jeff and Jen will be in the overnight from Phoenix. We'll ask them about the Cardinals situation with that blowout at Daniels. But you got to give me a hit tonight. The Seahawks, I saw them earlier this year against the Patriots. I tell you what, all people do is criticize Geno Smith. All he does is go out and plays great football. Lions, Seahawks tonight in Michigan. I'm looking forward to this game. How do you see it as you've got your eye on that game tonight as part of your duties with the NFC North? Let me hear. Lions, Seahawks tonight.
Yeah. I think when you look at this Lions team, 2-1 now, having a big home game in primetime, I think this is where Jared Goff and the offense finally wakes up and shines. The Lions are coming in as 4-point favorites here. I think the offense opens up and Seattle gets their first loss of the year. I don't see the Seahawks winning this game on the road. Give me the Lions to cover the 4 points and win this game and look dominantly doing so.
Interesting. All right, listen, great job out of you. You can check out Zayd Hussain's blog. It's at sportsovernight.net or sportsovernightamerica.net. Just click on Marty's blog and away you go. Zayd, you're my man. We will get back to you later on in the week. Good job out of you, pal. Thank you.
Thank you. Sounds good, Marty. Take care.
Excellent work. He was at Soldier Field yesterday and did an outstanding job, and you can read all about it. He does excellent work here, outstanding broadcaster as well. All right, we're keeping an eye. Mets clinched with an 8-7 dramatic win in game one of a doubleheader, Atlanta clinging to a 1-0 lead. I hope the Mets, I mean, the Braves just rolled the dice. I mean, you got 18-3. Leader in the clubhouse for the Cy Young Award, and you don't throw Chris Sale out there because you're gonna, you know, you're better off playing, avoiding the San Diego Padres. I mean, how about punching your playoff ticket first? Why don't you start there first, Atlanta? I really do. I hope the Mets beat them 2-1, maybe a dramatic home run, and find a way to send the Braves packing. That organization drives me nuts anyways. I've always had it in for the Braves. Couldn't sell out World Series during the heydays in the 90s. Went to an All-Star game there, and they were selling tickets right when you walked in to the ticket office. Couldn't believe an All-Star game. It's a weird sports town. I'm not a big Atlanta guy. Anyways, now golf down there, yes, outstanding. Now, for the hurricane victims down there, we want something good for them. Perhaps it's the Braves. Certainly the Falcons, too, playing some good football. Coming back here on Sports Overnight, I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now. right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
All right, talking the world of sports here on a Monday into a Tuesday. Sports Overnight America presented by Geico and Geico.com. Buy American Premium Vodka. Let's get him in here. He's my man. He's got the English Premier League. He's got the soccer show with Nico Beef Sauce. Do a great job with First Touch. But we get him in here a lot. He subs when we take an occasional rare day off. And away we go. Tyler Levine. Tyler, welcome aboard, pal. How are you?
I am doing good, Marty. What a great weekend of football. We had some crazy games, huh?
Oh, my God. It's just so good. And I tell you, I love October baseball, especially when you get what we're seeing on the last day of September. This Braves-Mets situation today. It's one of the best games I've seen in a long time. That 8-7 final Mets, Lindor a home run, top of the ninth, and then a hair on fire saved by Diaz. It was just remarkable. So the idea of a Yankees-Mets World Series, Subway Series, would be the second rendition. I was there for the first one. It was exciting as all get out. I'd love to see it again. All right, let's get to it. I guess we start with, let's start with the football. I guess I want to start with Green Bay. I want to start with that. Buffalo getting whacked last night. Derrick Henry, anybody that thought that wasn't a great pickup, it needs to give their head a shake. Detroit, Seattle tonight. All eyes on that. I mean, the week was outstanding. You go with what you want, but I think just Buffalo getting just absolutely blown out on Sunday Night Football is not a bad place to start. Let me hear. Let's go.
Yeah, I think that's a good place to start as well. It's the most recent game we watched, and it was an absolute beatdown from start to finish. I mean, this Ravens offense is dynamic. What they have going with between Lamar and Derrick Henry and Justice Hill and the way that they're moving these tight ends around and their offensive linemen, pulling them all directions, guys moving everywhere, a ton of motion, the deception is working. I mean, Derrick Henry and Lamar have been on an absolute tear together. I mean, and just I hope there's some people listening out there that find themselves in a similar situation. I had Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson in my fantasy team last night. It's safe to say I will be taking this week home. This guy's an absolute stud. Two touchdowns, 199 yards rushing, 24 carries. Justice Hill had a great catch as well. He had 78 yards and a touchdown. I mean, they are looking like the team to beat in the AFC, especially now that that the Chiefs just lost Rice for what looks like to be the season with an ACL tear. I'm looking around here, and I don't really see anyone who can give them much of, I mean, obviously there are teams that are going to play well against them, but you know, who's going to take down this offense? And it's not like their defense is lacking either. Their defense absolutely shut down a Bills team that was putting up points like nobody could believe. For the first time this season, it looked like we saw a Bills offense that didn't really have that go-to guy. Kincaid had a good game. Coleman had a couple catches. James Cook, he's obviously having a better season than he's had thus far in a Bills uniform. But this Ravens team looked absolutely unbelievable last night, and they were a pleasure to watch.
They were. But, Tyler, this is why this league is so crazy. It's football itself. It's even in the college ranks. If you're sitting here and you're making week-to-week analysis and think that what happened this week is going to, you know, maybe give you a hint as to what's going to happen next week, give your heads a collective shake. This is a team, Baltimore, that a couple of weeks ago lost, and I mean blew a huge lead at home to the Las Vegas Raiders. So if you can sit here and tell me that you can figure this out, I'm willing to listen. But go ahead and you tell me. They stunk the joint out and gift-wrapped the game to the Raiders, and now they wheel back and they destroy Buffalo. Go figure.
Well, that's been their Achilles heel over the last couple seasons. They get these big leads and they fail to close it out in the third and fourth quarter. It's not like they, you know, are generally speaking, I mean, maybe a handful of times from the jump, the Ravens have went down and, you know, kind of blew it up. I think it was the Colts last season who they kind of had a stinker with. But other than that, they're pretty dominant. And it's really just been about closing out games. But what helps you close out games in the National Football League? it's establishing the run and having options in the backfield and getting first downs and working the clock. Where, you know, over the last couple seasons, they have not had a guy like Derrick Henry. He is a different breed of human. He is a different breed of running back. I mean, amongst active running backs, I'm pretty sure he leads in almost every single statistical category. Touchdowns, rushing yards, rushing attempts, yards per carry, whatever it is. The guy's an absolute menace. And when you throw him into a backfield, I don't think people are truly comprehending the weight of throwing him into a backfield with a quarterback like Lamar, who can move like he can, and also a guy like Justice Hill, who is a fantastic route runner and pass catcher. So even though the Ravens don't have that standout wideout that I think most people expect, you know, a team who's going to win the Super Bowl or make a deep run has, you know, they're in a spot where they can control games, control the clock, and ultimately win out, and they have a defense that they can rely on. I mean, their defense last year was historic, and they just put up a very good game against a very good Bills offense. So, you know, let's see how it turns out for them. But, I mean, that was not the only game that I was shocked by Sunday. That Vikings and Packers game was absolutely unbelievable, huh?
Crazy game. In fact, that my eyes were fixed to that game when I forewent an opportunity to be in Chicago for Rams Bears. Zaid Hussein, he took advantage, and he called it before the game. He said, "I'm telling you right now, Bears are going to absolutely win this game." And I thought, I wasn't convinced. Another exhibit, not exhibit A, but exhibit maybe Z. You can't figure this NFL out. Here's where I want to go with Baltimore, though. They go to Cincinnati. So, I mean, next week, you know, divisional game. I think it's a great spot to assess them. Letdown factor maybe a little bit in play. You got a very, very desperate Cincinnati team, just a absolute head scratcher with that team. Give me a quick hit on that, and then I want to move to Miami because they play tonight, then they play in Foxborough on Sunday. We get a glimpse of them, and this Miami team, I don't know, they may be battling the Patriots for last place in that East. How about that? Let me hear.
Yeah, to start with the Ravens going to Cincinnati, I do think it, traditionally speaking, is a letdown spot coming off of a big win. You're going on the road to a division rival who has not played well at all to start the season.
At all.
And obviously the Bengals, in terms of quote-unquote having more to play for, like, their season's pretty much on the line. You know what I mean? Like, it's really getting to that point where they cannot afford to have too many more losses. The issue is that they suck at defending the run, and the Ravens just absolutely pounded the Bills rushing. And I don't think that that's going to stop. I think that the Bengals are going to have a very, very tough time. I mean, the Panthers put up 24 against them this week. I know, obviously, you know, the Bengals were on the road, et cetera, et cetera. But if the Panthers are putting up 24, the Bengals are going to have to really figure out a way to get their offense really, really locked in for this game, because they're going to have to score points. And especially if they get down by two scores at any point in this game with just how Baltimore plays, because they are dominant running the ball, we also saw multiple occasions last night of second and long, third and long, where Lamar's standing in the pocket off of a play action, and he's throwing a pass, and it's getting caught. And there were a couple drops as well where there could have been some more conversions in there too. So I really don't see this Bengals team being able to take down the Ravens. But like you said, it's the NFL. These things are week to week. I mean, who would have thought that the Chargers would have hung in there with the Chiefs? Obviously, Rice goes out injured, but the Chargers very easily could have won this game. Justin Herbert missed a couple wide-open touchdown passes that he just didn't see or chose the wrong guy. So we'll see, but going into tonight's game, I mean, the Dolphins need I don't know how they haven't made a move for a quarterback. It makes absolutely no sense to me. I don't know how they haven't called the Steelers and tried to get Wilson out. I mean, anybody but what they have. Skylar Thompson is just an excuse for a quarterback. I don't know how he can have a job in this league after what we saw last week. Granted, the Seahawks defense is a very good defense. They're sitting at 3-0. They were on the road. But tonight's a true test because they are playing a Titans team that is dog water. They're bad. Their quarterback is bad. Their defense is bad. So I expect the Dolphins should get a win tonight. They should. They have no excuse not to. But on the flip side, their defense is also kind of trash. The Dolphins, just historically in the Mike McDaniels era, I believe they're 1-11 versus teams with a positive .500 record. So statistically speaking, they can win this game because the Titans are 0-3. However, it's one of those situations where you'd think the Dolphins are going to win, but it's the NFL, and teams don't generally stay 0-3 for too long. Miami's only a 2.5-point favorite. Vegas expects this one to be close. I do think it'll be a good game, though. I'm not necessarily against two bad teams playing each other. At least it can be pretty entertaining. And we got another great game tonight. The Seahawks and Lions will be a very good game. Yeah, I'm very excited for this one. This one's going to be really exciting. Lions sitting at 2-1, and obviously the Seahawks are 3-0. I personally think the Lions are going to roll. I think the Seahawks are going to get that loss. They haven't exactly, I don't like to call it a fraudulent 3-0, but I believe they've beaten the Pats and who else did they do? They beat the Steelers? No, not the Steelers. I'm sorry. They beat the Pats, the Broncos, and the Dolphins.
Yep.
So, you're 3-0, but I think that people are going to look a little too into that. They haven't exactly dominated all of those games. I mean, they beat the Broncos by 6. The Pats took them to overtime, and they blew out a Dolphins team that just had absolutely pathetic quarterback play. And the Dolphins, with a good, competent quarterback, easily could have scored a couple touchdowns on that in that game. So I think the Lions are going to cruise tonight, but I do think it'll be a battle.
I will caution you, though, that Geno Smith, I can't say his name, Najibna Smith, I can't say it, great possession receiver. He also, when the Patriots blew some coverage, they Metcalf is outstanding. They haven't even had their best running back who's been hurt. I'm just telling you right now, they don't get blown out. They do not get blown out tonight. I'm telling you right now, they will keep that game snug. They will keep that game snug. And I'll learn to pronounce Ohio State.
Smith and Jigba, I think it is.
Yeah, I always mess it up. But anyways, there we go. All right, when we come back from the break, here's what I want to know. Why is it the Patriots go with Jacoby Brissett? Why don't they call the Dolphins and say, here, you can have Jacoby back, okay? We're going to start Drake May because we drafted him with our first pick, and we're going to try to see what we got with him as opposed to what Washington is.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you? Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
All right, talking the world of sports as we roll along here on a Monday into a Tuesday here. Marty Terrell along the way, Tyler Levine, great radio stations like WGCH, Greenwich, Connecticut, along the Gold Coast of Connecticut. And just got a little instant message, text from my buddy David Shea, Westport, Connecticut, riding the train, obviously, out of Midtown, heading out to the Gold Coast of Connecticut. Nice job out of Dave. Syracuse guy. And a North Andover, Mass guy, Patriot guy. So that's where I left you, Tyler, as I go on these long rants. But, you know, what are the Patriots doing here? Jacoby Brissett's a nice guy. You know, ship him back to Miami. Say, hey, look, you need a quarterback, Miami. Here you go. Give us a bag of footballs and we'll give you Jacoby. Play Drake May. Look what the Commanders have done. They drafted a quarterback to play the position and go play. I love the fact that he's having this much success and the Commanders are having this much success with what they're doing by giving the kid the keys to the car. Now, it's not a Porsche yet, but they're playing like it's a Porsche. Might still be a Volkswagen, but I love what the Commanders are doing. Let me hear your take. Go ahead.
Well, to start off with Jaden Daniels, this kid is a certified stud. He has more offensive scoring drives than incompletions thus far in his NFL career. Historic numbers, 86% completion percentage, I believe it is. Yep. The kid's a stud, and he has weapons to play with. They have a pretty good run game. Brian Robinson Jr. is a stud. Terry McLaurin's a stud. And I'm not exactly sure what the Pats are doing. I don't know if they don't want to throw Drake May into a situation similar to Caleb Williams, where it's kind of a bit of a dumpster fire. And the Bears have, in my opinion, more weapons to play with. Between DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Swift, Aduze, their offensive line's obviously in shambles. But I think that the Pats, if I had to guess why they're doing it, it's because they're like, hey, we're not going to win anything this year anyways. Let's let the kid kind of just, get his feet wet, get some experience, play in some games here and there, yada, yada, or maybe give him a couple more weeks until we throw him in there. But I don't know if I agree with it. I think that if you're going to draft a guy that high and your franchise is in a situation where it's not like you're going to win Super Bowls now, why not let the kid get some experience? And I completely agree. I think that, what is Brissett doing there? He's essentially immobile. He's old. He'd be a great fit for this Dolphins team because, he could get rid of the ball in 2 seconds and have Tyreek Hill 50 yards down the field. He can throw the ball. Obviously the Dolphins have a pretty solid 1-2 with A-Chain and Mozart, although Mozart's been hurt. So, yeah, I think that what you're alluding at is accurate. It doesn't make much sense to me. I'm not really understanding it. If the Patriots want to, be a serious team this year, and it's okay if they don't, in my opinion. Like, if they want to just kind of take the losses, get another good draft pick, have Drake May kind of sit for a year, maybe play a couple games here and there. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. The quarterbacks that we're seeing have the most success, these young guys, are guys that sat for a year or two behind somebody. The only issue is that the Patriots are just looking utterly pathetic. So, most of these guys, Jordan Love sat behind Rodgers, but the Packers were pretty good. And Mahomes sat behind Alex Smith, but the Chiefs were somewhat competitive. Obviously, they're not the Chiefs that we know now. But it's sitting behind Jacoby Brissett and watching him get abused every game really teaching you anything as a youngster? That's kind of where my head's at. It's not like he's learning under someone in a good situation or even a half decent situation. I could see wanting him to learn, but it's Jacoby Brissett, man. It's not like he's sitting behind Rodgers or sitting behind Alex Smith, who had a pretty decent NFL career. He was in the league forever. That's not the case. So I don't see much of an argument now, especially after what we just witnessed this week, for not having Drake May as the starting quarterback.
I'm with you 100%. Look at Troy Aikman. Didn't he endure a 1-15 season with the Cowboys? I mean, you draft a guy to play football. They treat players today like China dolls, precious cargo. Play the damn guys. You know, so what if you have a 1-15 season? The Patriots have done that before. The Lions ran a season where they didn't win a game. The Cleveland Browns have come up with an offer. You're not dealing with Johnny Manziel mentality here. You're dealing with bright kids. Now, Daniel's got a knock saying, you know, this kid played for a million colleges, this, that, and the other thing. All I know is he's skilled. The kid is immensely talented.
He's a beast.
And by the way, have the Commanders punted yet this year? Did I read this right, that they have not punted yet?
They did for the first time in this game. They had scored, I believe it was on 23 or 26 consecutive possessions to start the season.
Ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
Ridiculous.
I mean, who would have thought? The Commander, DJ Shield said it last week. The Commanders are going to win this division. I'm saying it now. Most certainly. I'm solidifying that. I'm confident in it. The Eagles look so bad.
Sirianni's getting fired. I'm telling you, he will not make Thanksgiving.
What does he do, Marty? What does this guy do? From my understanding, he doesn't even call the plays. So, I mean, they just don't even look prepared. I mean, the start of this game was so embarrassing. If I'm an Eagles fan, and I know because I obviously on social media, Eagles fans are certainly not shy of sharing their opinions.
Right.
Everyone is getting roasted. I mean, they came into this game and looked like they were sleepwalking. Granted, yeah, sure, great. They put up 16 points. You know, after the game was pretty much all said and done and over. But like, what's going on here, man? And the Cowboys, obviously, we know what they look like right now. They're looking terrible as well. I mean, they barely beat a Giants team that is utterly pathetic. And the Giants could have went down the field and tied that game, although they didn't, obviously. But like, the Cowboys 2-2, like, not looking great. The Eagles 2-2, not looking good at all. And then we have obviously the Giants. I'm not even going to touch on because we know where they stand. But now you have the Commanders. They're 3-1, and they are looking unbelievable. I mean, they put up 42 points against the Cardinals. They put up 38 points against the Bengals. They put up 21 points against the Giants without even scoring an offensive touchdown. They lost to the Bucs in a rookie's first game in the NFL, which, historically speaking, is what happens pretty much every single time. And then he goes to, you know, in week two, the Giants defense is, you know, somewhat serviceable, still getting his feet wet, destroys the Bengals, destroys the Cardinals, going up against a Browns team that has not looked good at all. And then his first real test is going to be going to Baltimore on the 13th. That's where we're really going to know what we're looking at here. Because I'm expecting the Commanders to be 4-1 going into that game. If they can find a way to go into Baltimore and get a win, watch out. That is all I'm saying. Watch out.
Thursday night, Buccaneers Falcons. How huge is that game already? And I'm telling you, and the other thing I want to say here before we get to that, but I do want to look at Atlanta, Tampa. Bill Belichick's got to be laughing because there's going to be an absolute run on his resume. They are going to absolutely, they're going to, the market for Belichick is going to go through the roof. The Giants will be in the mix, the Eagles will be in the mix. The Cowboys will be in the mix. Who am I missing? I mean, he's going to have literally four or five suitors. Think about that. But then save that for a moment.
You got to add in the Jags, the Bengals, pretty much all these teams that, like, they're going nowhere. Watch out. The Bengals head coach, Zach Taylor is his name. Like, you got to watch out there. Like, he's not – I don't think his job is safe at all. I think he'll get hired in a split second.
Belichick will never go to Cincinnati. The owner there is tight. He won't pay the money. He won't pay the money. He won't. You know, I mean, he'll hire a guy from Kroger's bagging groceries to coach before he's going to lay out $20 million for Belichick. But
so pathetic.
It's going to be fascinating to watch. I'm telling you, Atlanta, Tampa, how big is that game Thursday night? Come on now. That's a huge spot.
I'm hyped for this game because the Bucs have looked great. Whether you like him or hate him, Baker Mayfield is showtime, man. He's an absolute pleasure to watch. It's you know, the polar opposite of what, you know, is looking like in Cleveland with Deshaun Watson. He is so entertaining. He has such good chemistry with Godwin and Evans. Bucky Irving, that running back, I'm telling you right now, will be the running back one, undisputed, ahead of Rashad White by the end of the season. Rashad White is a great pass catcher. I see him taking more of a, to, you know, compare him to another player in the league, a Justice Hill type role in that offense, where he's the very clear third down back who's catching passes and everything. Maybe they both line up together. You know, Bucky Irving takes the ball, White shoots out wide for a screen pass, and they have an option there. This Bucs team is exciting. And then the Falcons as well. They have grit, man. They're a gritty team. Kirk Cousins is a serviceable quarterback. Drake London is a fantastic receiver. Bijan is obviously incredible. Tyler Allgeier, I don't think it's enough respect. He does a fantastic job for them. That's a good 1-2 punch that they've got. And I think that this one's going to be a shootout. I think this is going to be a great game. It's going to be entertaining. These two teams obviously do not like each other. And this is finally a really good Thursday night game, because I hate when the Thursday night game is a stinker. This is like actually something that I'm really excited to watch.
I can't wait to watch it. No question about it. All right. Let's do a little on college. We'll finish up with English Premier League. We got to do a little EPL here. You and Nico Beef Sauce are headed over to Europe in London the first weekend of November. I can't wait. I'm going to be so jealous of you guys. But what a college football weekend. Absolutely crazy. Take the Alabama-Georgia game, wrap it up with the Minnesota-Green Bay game, and you got 2 ounces of wackiness. What a crazy Saturday night and a Sunday, huh? Let me hear.
I mean, that Alabama-Georgia game was an all-timer. Game of the year, no doubt. Undisputed. Don't need to see anything else. Just the fact that Ryan Williams is 17 years old is absolutely unbelievable. This kid, you cannot say enough about him and how he stepped up. And the fact that Bama took one play to come back, I mean, they were obviously absolutely smoking Georgia. It was, 28-0? Georgia comes all the way back. They end up taking the lead, and it's one play. I mean, you cannot write it better. It was a Hollywood script. And not even just that game, the Miami-Virginia Tech, where I don't know if you saw this, Marty, that was a touchdown. And not because I think that it was necessarily a catch.
They ruled
it a touchdown.
I agree.
And it has to be undisputable evidence that that was not a catch. Virginia Tech got robbed. And that is a really, really, really
terrible call. I couldn't agree with you more. I hated it. What a horrible loss. And what a lousy win for the Miami Hurricanes. That to me set college football back. That was tough to watch. Devastating. It really and truly was. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, the ACC as a whole, I mean, like, how do you defend that? There's not a single human being with two eyeballs that could – and look, here's the thing. If they ruled it no catch, I would not be saying what I'm saying now. Because if they said it was not a catch and then they went and looked at it and stuck by it, although I do think it was a catch, I would say, look, it was the ruling on the field and there was not clear and concise evidence that it was a catch. But the issue is that it was ruled a touchdown, and there's no way that you could say that it wasn't. Like, you cannot clearly say that it wasn't. And I don't know how it's very similar to what we talk about in soccer a lot. It was with VAR. How do you get it wrong? They took how much time? What was it? 6 minutes to go through this? Took 6 minutes. These guys are sitting on the sideline. I mean, like, how do they get it wrong? I can't even see a world. I'm at a loss for words as to how bad this call was and how bad of a look it is for the NCAA, for the Miami Hurricanes, for the ACC as a whole, for the ACC Referees Association. Just really, really embarrassing.
All right, we're out of time. We'll have to do soccer tomorrow, but I want to say great job out of the Brown Bears, Ivy League. I left the game early, 2 minutes to go. Harvard only is going to take a knee. The dopey rookie coach of Harvard decides to kick a field goal, high snap. Brown recovers. The guy fumbles for Brown. He advances at 13 yards, and the fifth-year quarterback, Jake Wilcox, out of Everett, Massachusetts, the Brown Bears break a 12-game losing streak in Providence over the Harvard Crimson. How about that for a weekend? Tyler, we'll talk to you tomorrow, man.
Thank you, buddy.
I love it. Good job out of you. We'll do the EPL tomorrow. We got action today in the EPL, but it was a blowout with Bournemouth. We'll come back here. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Overnight America. We'll two talk. You got football action tonight, a double dip. Coming right back.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Alright, we got a little tube talk here on a Sports Overnight in America. Don't forget Jeff and Jen tonight, the Riches. They do a nice job every hour on the hour. You'll hear sports in 60 throughout the night. We'll be breaking down in a late night, I'm sure, the double dip of Monday Night Football. You got Tennessee, Miami, if you can stay awake during that game. But Detroit, Seattle ought to be good in the Motor City. Look forward to that. The baseball is set. Well, not 100%. I'll give you the two early games tomorrow, and I love it. October baseball, you absolutely have to love it, which means obviously postseason. Let me see if I can bring this up real quick. As he said, yes. Yeah. So here we go. Tomorrow we'll have Tigers Astros at 1:32 Central, 2:32 East. Tigers and Astros game one. Tigers are live dogs in that series, I'm telling you. And then I love this Royals Orioles matchup. How about that? That'll be a 3:08 Central time. 4:32 NL Wild Card 3 against the Brewers. So that'll probably be what? Braves, Brewers. And then we'll get, who's the second wild card? Mets? We'll get Mets, Padres, I believe. Dom will have more on that tomorrow. He had it all figured out today because I couldn't for the life of me figure out how Chris Sale's not pitching for the Braves. But Braves are going to dodge a bullet here. They just got two. So they lead at 3-0, couple innings left in that one. So the Braves will get in and away we go. And the baseball will be good. I really believe that. Now, Dodgers, look, it should see him in the World Series, right? Ohtani just got nipped out of the Triple Crown. I mean, nipped. But he'll come with a little chip on his shoulder. He'll be ready to go. Dodgers are going to be tough out. They really are. But listen, the Phillies, very dangerous, but can be inconsistent. They still you know, rue the loss last year to Arizona, so they come back with a chip on their shoulder. I still like the Mets. The Mets have got a little moxie. Nobody wants to play the Mets. Absolutely not. All right, great job out of the whole crew. Thanks to Zayd Hussein, outstanding job. Tyler Levine, a double dip of him. Dominic Jimenez, great job out of you. I'm Marty Terrell. Stay with us for more Sports Talk Top of the Hour throughout the night and into the wee hours of the morning here on Sports Overnight. Adios.